In the meantime, Phil Waller is the founder of brandnewhomes.co.uk, a website which advises home buyers on buying new homes, and he joins us. Phil, good morning.
Good morning.
What do you make of this one we're covering today?
Well, I think 10 years must be a record for any of the house builders. It certainly beggars belief. I don't think what David Wilson Homes or the parent company Barratt realise is that they are actually insuring that road because it's not adopted by the council, and they've got some sort of liability for any accidents that happen as a result because of the lack of street lighting.
So why is it that you think, with that in mind, that they are dragging their heels?
I think in this instance there's probably been a bit of miscommunication between the council and David Wilson Homes. I would imagine there was a list drawn up at some stage and that was submitted to David Wilson Homes. They didn't complete it within a certain time frame, then more damage and maintenance occurred, and then another list was produced, and it's got to the stage now, if the council require the drainage to be cameraed to check that the drainage under the road is okay, and then obviously that's been in use for 10 years, that's going to be quite a headache to do, and I think it's just got to a head now. I don't think the council are entirely blameless in this. There is a bond that they hold to cover the cost of getting works finished on the Section 38 agreement, and they should really enact that bond now. With most Section 38 agreements, there's a normal requirement that the works must be completed within 2 years of the agreement being signed. So quite why the council has been inactive on this for so long, I don't know. Especially as the council sort of noted in 2009 that there was a problem, and we're now 2017.
We'll put that to them after 8 o'clock. And now you're currently campaigning for the government to set up a new homes ombudsman to help new buyers. Tell us about that.
I am. Well, the house builders don't really give a service to buyers once, after the first 8 to 10 weeks, once they've signed the or filled in the survey form. Then all they're really interested in is their star rating mark. And I get buyers write to me every week, every day, complaining that they've been let down by their builders and what do I do? What safeguards have I got? And the reality is that they've got no protection at all. Whereas if they could go to a government-appointed independent new home ombudsman who could adjudicate in the disputes and actually pay them justifiable compensation, there isn't a single route that they can take to get compensation. The best they can hope for is at some stage that their homes will be brought up to the standard they should be when they bought them.
Phil Waller, thank you for your time. 7:16.